Excitement, relief and joy. That's how passengers describe the feeling of boarding the first Trans-Tasman flight out of Auckland to Sydney under the new quarantine-free bubble. While the flight wasn't packed, those on board were buzzing as they neared Australian shores. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton and videographer Simon Rogers spoke to the passengers before they boarded the flight and then hopped on board themselves.
It's been tough for Auckland residents William and Jennifer Wong. They haven't been able to meet their first grandchild, who was born 3 months ago.
So happy and excited when was waiting for Jacinda at 4 o'clock to announce it and then book a flight straight away for us to travel. And it was so excited that she opened the bubble and it's school holiday and I can have 2 weeks off from my work.
They were hoping the bubble would open earlier.
Apply leave in February, I thought that the bubble will open, but then the bubble doesn't open, was so disappointed. Yeah, but now, yeah, we're so excited. Yeah, the first flight out to go and see our grandson.
Now they can travel, they have something special in mind.
Well, we told my daughter that we are leaving tomorrow, but we'll try to surprise him at the door. That's what we are actually doing today.
What do you expect her reaction's going to be when she realises?
Oh, it'll be just like jump for joy. That's amazing.
They can't wait to meet him after only seeing him on a video screen.
A lot of cuddles.
Lots of cuddles. Maybe take him shopping, buy him some stuff.
Yeah, we've been receiving a lot of phone, you know, video calling and all this, and so we're looking at the babies and really needed to be there and spend the time with him.
1.5-year-old Nicola hasn't seen her grandparents in the small coastal town of Eden since the bushfires last year. Mum Steph has been missing her mum's home cooking.
I probably will break down in tears as soon as we see land. I'm going, oh my gosh, I did miss it heaps. I try not to think about it, but actually going to be super special, I think, seeing my family.
Marshall last saw her family 15 months ago. Hugging them was top of her list.
Hallelujah. I'm just ecstatic, eh? So last time I saw my baby, she just had her second child, and I left when she was 7 days old. So the universe has opened up.
Waikato resident Daphne Allen can't wait to see her daughter and 17-month-old grandson. They managed to see each other just before lockdown, but it's been a long wait since then, with only phone and video calls.
He's only just getting to sort of really recognise us on the FaceTime, but no, it'd be really great to see him in person and, you know. Yeah, we've missed out on a lot in this development.
She started booking flights to see them in the Gold Coast before the announcement had finished.
Yeah, it means a lot, but when I hop in the car, that's when I'll be able to relax because there's been so much to sort of organise to get there. So, yeah, it means heaps.
Is there anything that you're most looking forward to doing when you actually are able to be over there?
Just give them a big hug and just, you know, play with my little grandson and be awesome. Yeah.
Tywin has been waiting for the bubble to open so she can fly home to Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. It means a bit more travel certainty for her.
Thank God, like, really looking forward to it because I've been stuck here since graduating from high school.
She could barely believe she'd be home by later in the day.
A relief, yeah, definitely. To be back and see family, old friends, yeah.
Maria Poasa is ready for the big family reunion.
Looking forward to see my children, my daughter and my son and their wife and their kids, my grandchildren, you know, because I miss them.
On board the flight, passengers donned their masks and settled down for the trip across the Tasman Sea. More than 5,000 passengers are flying today, with Air New Zealand offering roughly 30 flights. Its Chief Operating Officer, Kari Hurihanganui, says they're excited the wait is over.
It's lovely this morning, just the smiles all round. You know, everyone is so excited to be here, and very much we've talked about it. It's a bit like riding a bike, actually, that as people have gone through to go, that's right, I remember this, and loving every minute of it.
She says the level of demand has been promising.
12,000. folks. If you didn't feel that, I don't know what would wake you up. Sydney. A very warm welcome to Sydney, everyone. And for your safety, you must remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign is turned off. Also, please be careful when opening the overhead lockers, as items surely would have moved.
In Sydney, travellers were greeted by loved ones, a large sign saying "We missed you" with a silver fern, and three drag queens welcoming them to Australian shores. While today's travel was mainly reuniting family and friends, Air New Zealand is expecting that will shift towards holiday goers closer to the winter school break. In Sydney for Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.